You're listening to Friday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Glad to have you with us here today, as always. Friday, September 23rd, 2005, 7:24 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. The website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Please visit our sponsor there, Lee Kroc and his energy cleaner. And, of course, he'll be our guest in about 35 minutes. And our phone number is 1-800-313-9443. So, again, let's talk about weather modification, shall we? This one is from the Associated Press, and this one is from late last night, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. So, pretty much this morning. Why is this coming out now? Because it's a question that's on a lot of people's minds. Headline, scientists say you can't modify hurricanes. Associated Press, big news. Here's the story. It sounds like a great idea. Let's just blast hurricanes like Rita and Katrina out of the sky before they hurt more people, or at least weaken the storms and steer them away from cities. Atmospheric scientists say it's wishful thinking that we could destroy or even influence something as huge and as powerful as a hurricane. They abandoned such a quest years ago after more than two decades of inconclusive government-sponsored research. Private companies have conducted tests on a much smaller scale but have made little progress despite initially claiming to erase storm clouds from the atmosphere. The federal government's hurricane modification program is called Project Storm Fury. The idea was raised during the Eisenhower administration after several major storms hit the East Coast in the mid-50s, killing 749 people and causing billions in damage. It wasn't until 1961 that initial tests were conducted on Hurricane Esther with a naval plane releasing silver iodide crystals. Some reports indicate winds were reduced by 10 to 30%. Okay. Everyone who doubts that weather modification is real needs to understand this. It's been going on for decades. Five decades, basically, this has been happening. And then people say, it's not true, you can't do that. Here, right here, Associated Press. It wasn't until 1961 that initial tests were conducted on Hurricane Esther with a naval plane releasing silver iodide crystals. Some reports indicate winds were reduced by 10 to 30%. Now you can say, well, that's just some reports. What the hell else is a scientific study about other than reports? Of course some reports are going to say one thing and some reports are going to say something else. It's very easy to fudge it.